I want you to take your Bible tonight and turn to Proverbs chapter number 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 15. Stand with me if you would, please. Now, I realize we've been a little lengthier than normal, but this day has been a good day. It's been a wonderful day, and I want us to finish strong. And so I want to talk to you about this tonight. The title of the sermon is Child Rearing Wisdom. Child-rearing wisdom. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 15, it says this, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." Now, if you look back at me, the Bible tells us in John 8:32, it says that you can be free, and you can be free indeed. Notice, one verse talks about freedom, the other verse talked about someone being bound. I want to talk to you about a key element for child rearing tonight, and that's what the rest of the night will be given toward, our helping ourselves with an understanding about rearing good young people. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Bless the lesson. Help it to help somebody. I pray that parents will be stronger because of what's said, and that young people will have a better life and more success in life because what is said here this evening. Holy Spirit of God, help our minds now to be attached to and concentrating on the truth that is preached. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll have a seat there, I want to read the first part of that verse to you again and listen right this way. The Bible says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child." A lot of parents really do miss some of the principal issues of child rearing. Notice there, it said that our children are bound by or in foolishness. Proverbs 22:15 there, it said foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. That sounds like a serious matter. I want to illustrate this if I could. Brother Matt, why don't you and Emma come up and help me? Matt has helped me to orchestrate and plan everything that we've done today. The parts that you didn't like are the parts that Matt planned. The parts that you liked are the parts that I planned. And so this is Matt, and this is his daughter, Emma. Matt, the Bible tells us that foolishness is bound in a child, or a child is bound by foolishness. I want to ask you to put each pair of these handcuffs on Emma. I just want you to handcuff her up there, and so we're going to cuff Emma. Let me explain. We're going to let these handcuffs, they're going to picture foolishness. And then, Matt, in a moment, after you get her all secured, I'm going to give you some keys here that will help you. But the Bible tells us that when a child is born, both our children, but by the way, your parents' children, meaning you, there's a foolishness that is bound in us. And God doesn't want that foolishness to control our lives. A child is born foolish. Now, it would be good that you understand the opposite of the word foolish is the word wise. You say, well, what would God want? Well, God does not want us to act foolishly. God wants us to act wisely. And so that's God's plan. But remember, we're all born unwise. How we doing there, Brother Matt? We getting close? Okay. All right. Good deal. Now, I want you to look right at me. In a moment, he'll be finished. But listen to this. The Bible tells it this about wisdom. The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Listen to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, the word principal there means primary. God said, when our children are born, they're born bound in foolishness. And God said that wisdom is a key thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Brother Matt, that's the key. These handcuffs that Emma have on, that's the foolishness. She was born with foolish behaviors. Acting foolishly comes natural. Now, Matt here, he has the key. The key is the opposite of foolishness. It is wisdom. Now, folks, foolishness is locked up inside all of us. And I'll have to tell you something. If you say, preacher, give me one of the most important things about child rearing, I will. It is wisdom. It is wisdom. Especially the older your children get, the more wisdom it takes. The older they get, the more wisdom it takes. There are some of you, when your children became teenagers, you virtually started saying to God, oh God, help me. There are some of you, when your kids became teenagers, you actually said, I don't understand. God, I've got to get this. I got to figure out what to do. So, you need wisdom. But so does your child, Matt. You need wisdom as a dad. Now, Emma needs wisdom as a child. Folks, your child's happiness will depend on obtaining and using wisdom properly. Listen to this verse. Proverbs 3:13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. So there is an element of happiness in life that one will never experience unless they get wisdom. Matt, you'll never be happy as a dad unless you can get this thing called wisdom. But Emma will never be happy as a daughter or as a young lady unless she can get this thing called wisdom. Notice it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Matt, you've got to be on a search to get wisdom. It says you got to find it. You got to find it. Emma, you've got to find wisdom. They've got to have wisdom. You say, why? Well, she's shackled by foolishness. And what is foolishness? Foolishness is the opposite of wisdom. And I've got news for you. He's got the key in his hand. The key to the foolishness is the opposite of foolishness, which is wisdom. Parents should be seeking diligently. And I'd be careful going to all the psychology books of the world to rear your children. You've got the best psychology book known to man in the Word of God. Dr. Spock will send your kids into tirades if you listen to the junk that he wrote years ago. Let your kids express themselves all they want. That will not work. That will not work. God does not let us express ourselves all we want, and He's a perfect Father. Your child's protection or safety in life is going to be dependent on this thing called wisdom. Listen to this. Matthew 10:16 says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise. Which it's saying, Matt, there are wolves out there, and you want to keep this sheep safe. How are you going to do it? Wisdom. That's what it just said. Wisdom. Now, folks, you need to understand something. Wisdom and knowledge are different. Knowledge has to do with the facts. Most people seek knowledge for child rearing. But wisdom is the proper use of the facts. You need the combination. You need the knowledge of what the Bible says about rearing children, but the wisdom then to apply it in everyday life. Look, folks, knowledge without wisdom is like a motorcycle without handlebars. Plenty of power, but no direction. God clearly teaches, though, where this thing called wisdom comes from. You need wisdom for your life. You need, I want to say this. I think if you're in the process of pregnancy, you need wisdom at that stage. I think if your children are infants, you need wisdom to rear infants. I think you need wisdom to rear a toddler. I think you need wisdom to rear children. I think you need alcohol to raise teenagers. But, hey, remember something. The Bible said foolishness is bound into her. It's bound in her heart. Job even asked the question in Job 28:20. He says, whence then cometh wisdom? He turns around and answers it. It comes from God. So, parents, you need wisdom to help your children with the foolish behavior that you see in them. And kids, we're not picking on you. Just so you know, I'm not up here trying to be derogatory towards you. Your parents, their parents would be able to tell you of their foolish behavior when they were growing up. And your great-grandparents could tell you about grandparents and how they were foolish. This is what God says about the human race. Someone's born and there's a foolishness and it's bound in our heart. And God said, we've got to get that taken care of because your safety and your happiness is dependent on this thing called wisdom. Now stay with me. I'm going to show you something. You say, well, preacher, where in the world can I get this wisdom to raise my children right? Child-rearing wisdom comes from the Word of God. It comes from the Word of God. Let me listen to this verse. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The Scriptures make thee wise. Now remember, she bound by foolishness. What does she need? She needs wisdom. We've got to find this thing called wisdom to help our child to succeed. Where are we going to find it? From the Word of God. Matt, let me tell you something. In rearing Emma, you need to keep yourself in the Bible. You need to read the Bible. You need to memorize the Bible. But Emma, you know what? You need to read the Bible. Emma, you need to memorize the Bible. Dad's going to get all the information and wisdom that he can from the Bible. And you want to give that to her. And she needs to get that. And you both need to carry your Bible. And you need to read your Bible. And you need to convince her it's a good thing to read her Bible. You need to convince her that she needs to carry her Bible and not be ashamed of it. And you know what the Bible says? It says that from a child, Timothy knew the Holy Scripture, and that made him wise. You know what happens? There's freedom from the Bible. Matt, take one of those handcuffs off of her. Why? Well, they agree. They're going to read their Bible. They're going to love the Bible. They're going to let the Bible be their guide. And so, because that wisdom is being gleaned, freedom is made available. Then, the Bible says this. Wisdom comes from prayer. From prayer. Listen to James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Matt, that teaches that if you want wisdom, you can get wisdom by praying. Emma, if you want wisdom, you can get wisdom by praying. And remember, she's bound. All children are bound. They're bound in that foolishness. We've got to figure out what is the key. What's the opposite of the foolishness? It's wisdom. If we can find wisdom, she can be happy. She can be safe. Remember, the Bible said there are wolves out there chasing the sheep. And we've got to have wisdom to keep them safe. And God said, I can give you wisdom. And God said, all you got to do is ask. What is asking? Do you know what the word prayer means? Ask. It's asking. So, Brother Matt, you need to pray. And Emma, you need to pray. And Matt, you need to pray for her. And Matt, you need to let her know that you pray. And let her believe in prayer. And let her see some prayers get answered. And let her see you sometimes come to the altar and pray. And Matt, you ought to pray at home. And Matt, you ought to pray over your meals. And Emma, you ought to pick up your dad's habits. And don't pick your nose and stuff. But what I mean is, Emma, you ought to make sure that you learn to pray and that you believe in prayer. And that, hey, before you make big decisions, hey, you pray and you ask God about that decision. I'd tell you this also. I wonder if you started praying this. Wonder if you started praying, oh God, give me wisdom. Oh God, give me wisdom. Oh God, give me wisdom. I wonder if God wouldn't answer the prayer with wisdom from the Word of God. You know what happens? If you will pray, and if you'll learn to pray, we can take another pair of handcuffs off. We're progressing. They want the Bible to be their guide. That's freedom. That's the key. That's the opposite of foolishness. Then prayer. Prayer brings wisdom into the life. But not only that. The Bible says that wisdom can be obtained by caring about the souls of people. You would call it soul winning, reaching others for Christ. Listen to this verse. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Oh, I like that. She's bound.
She's captive to her foolishness. What are we going to do? We're going to get her to the Bible. Why? We want her to be free. We're going to help her to pray and pray for her and let her believe in prayer. Why? That will help her to have freedom. But wait a minute. God said, I'll reward you with wisdom if you will care about the eternal destiny of other people. Say, why is that? Because God cares about people, not just you, not just your kids. God cares about everybody's kids. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But God promised if you and I would care about the souls of men, there is a reward, and it's called wisdom. Just so you know, wisdom's more important than money. Wisdom's more important than things. Wisdom's more important than fame. But wisdom could help you get free. Hey, Matt, wisdom could help her to be happy. Matt, wisdom could help her to be safe. You see, this verse, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. That verse means it's wise to go soul winning, but it also means that wisdom can be gained by going soul winning. So I'm wise for going, but I'm made wiser by going. Let me tell you something. I learned this a long time ago. If you'd like to learn how to get along with people and work with people, just go out door knocking and soul winning and telling people about Christ. You're going to meet all sorts of people. Young ones, old ones, rich ones, poor ones, red, yellow, black, white, young, old, smart, dumb. You're going to meet everything, and you're going to have to learn to work with all sorts of people. And you know something? Learning how to work with people is a pretty good thing. There is a wisdom that is gleaned through soul winning. Wisdom, by the way, is a reward for soul winning. I'll tell you this. I've been around some powerhouse preachers in my day. Smartest men I ever met were the greatest soul winners I ever met. They were wise. God had rewarded them with wisdom. My mentor was a brilliant spiritual man, and he was for soul winning. I mean, he loved soul winning, and he promoted soul winning, but he was brilliant. But Matt, if you will care about the souls of men, and if you would teach Emma to care about the souls of men, that's a big deal to God. And I think God looks down and says, you know something? You got you saved, but when you started caring about other people, those are people my son died for. I'm going to reward you big time. I'm going to give you a great reward because you love the souls of men. I'm going to give you wisdom. Why? Why? What's the big deal about wisdom? It's the principal thing. It's the key. It can get you away from foolishness. It can provide through wisdom happiness and protection in life. Look, if you'll just win others to Christ and be concerned about other people going to heaven someday, God can give you wisdom, which, by the way, it's a key. Matt, why don't you unlock one of those handcuffs? Boy, she's getting more and more liberty. She's getting more and more freedom. We are getting rid of that thing that binds her, which is what? Foolishness. Because wisdom is being added to the life. Not only that, but Matt, I kept looking, and I found that if you want wisdom, then there's another way to get it. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 15, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. That teaches if we will seek wise counsel, wisdom is the result. God said, if I'm wise and I will seek and hearken unto counsel, he will give me more wisdom. Now, folks, when it says hearken unto counsel here, hearken does not mean hear. You're not hearkening unto counsel because you hear it. You hearken when you hear it and then do what you heard. Well, I couldn't tell you how many people say, what should I do? And you tell them, and then they never do it. They heard what they should do, but they don't do what they were told. The Bible, hey, and I'll tell you, in Proverbs 12:15, that verse there, let me read it to you. It says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. It does not say there, it doesn't tell us that if we just hear counsel, it means if we hear the counsel and then we follow the counsel. The fool does that which is right in his own eyes. That's why he's a fool. He doesn't see things the way God sees it. But remember, she's bound. We've got to get her freedom. And here's how you get it. You get counsel when you need it. I'll tell you what, Matt, you're a very capable man. You spent years in the military. You know a lot about self-discipline. I think you've had martial arts training. I think you're a smart man. You're a capable man. But you're not smarter than the devil. And I'll tell you what, you better be careful, because if you think you know it all, you're going to miss something, because the Bible tells us that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Hey, Matt, make sure you seek counsel when you need it. But Emma, if you need counsel, make sure you get counsel. Emma, if you're ever confused about something in life, get to mom, get to dad, get to your Sunday school teacher, get to your youth director, get to your pastor. Let somebody that knows God help you and help you to make good, wise decisions. Oh, don't do what you want. Do what God wants you to do. Seek counsel, because counsel, according to the Bible, counsel brings wisdom. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Boy, if you will seek counsel, you can get wisdom. Why do we want wisdom? Because she's bound by foolishness. What's the opposite of foolishness? Wisdom. Well, what will she get out of it? Well, she'll get freedom, but not only will she get freedom, she'll get protection. She'll not only get protection. The Bible said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Her happiness is dependent on us releasing her from the foolishness that she was born with. She was born with a foolishness. It's bound. But the key is wisdom. And now they're going to seek counsel. They're going to get advice when they need it. They're going to have spiritual help along the way. So, what have they done? Well, Matt said, I am going to let the Bible be my guide. I'm going to teach my daughter the same thing. So there was freedom. Matt said, I'm going to pray and I'm going to teach my daughter the same thing. I know there's wisdom made available to me in prayer. Then Matt said, we're going to care about people and the souls of men. We're not just going to be saved ourselves, but we're going to try to keep other people out of hell. God said, I'll reward you with wisdom for that. Then they said, we're going to seek counsel. We're going to get advice, good spiritual advice when we need it. Why? It's going to bring wisdom, but not only that. Child-rearing wisdom can be obtained by walking with other wise people. Now, let me read to you one of my favorite verses. It says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, let me tell you what that's saying. If you want to get wisdom, you need to have the right kind of companions. You've got to run around with the right kind of people. Now, let me tell you something, Dad. You run around with people that don't care about God and don't go to church, and people that they're filthy and tell dirty jokes and everything. Now, if you run around with that kind of person, she's going to watch you do that. She'll probably do what you do. Here the Bible says, though, if you want wisdom, that it says, he that walketh with wise men, get around other wise people. Walk with other wise people. Spend time with other wise people. It says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools. That's what she's already bound by foolishness. We don't need to spend more time around fools. We've got to get around wise people. Notice something about that verse. The companion of fools will not just become foolish. He said the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Well, what are we trying to do? We're trying the exact opposite. We're trying to keep her safe. We're trying to keep her where she'll be protected in life. Well, that means right companions. Let me tell you, Matt, get around the right kind of people. I'll tell you this, Matt. I'd rather have one good spiritual friend than 20 loose, uncaring, untrue Christian friends. Just give me one that really loves the Lord. And look, if you never even found one that really loves the Lord, you've got the Lord. You're in pretty good company. But Emma, spend time with the right kind of people. Let me tell you this. I thank God for our youth department. I think it's a pretty good youth department. There are some people in our youth department that probably don't care about God. They come to church because of the fun. They don't care about God. Now, you be friendly and you be kind to them, but I wouldn't make somebody that really doesn't care about God. You know the fakes? Watch out for the fakes. They put up a pretty good front. You be friendly toward them, but you shouldn't be best friends with them. Oh, but you know what, Matt? If she should do that, so should you. I'll tell you what, Susan, you better be careful. You better get around the right kind of people. Be friendly, be kind, but the Bible says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. And if you'll do that, we can take off another pair of cuffs. What are we looking for? Well, we want her to have freedom, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We want her to have happiness, and happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Oh, we want her protected in life. So, we get around the right kind of people. Let me tell you this also, Matt. The Bible tells us that wisdom can be received or obtained through the reproof that comes in life. Let me read a verse to you. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Now, what are the reproofs of life? Well, let me put it this way. When life reproves us, God allows that to teach us or to train us. It didn't take me long in life. My mother told me not to put my hand. We had a gas stove, had a flame that came out of it. My mother said, don't put your hand up there. Well, I'm telling you, it seemed like most of the time when my mother didn't want me to do something, I really needed to try it. So I'll never forget the time I put my hand up there to test to see if my mother was as smart as what she thought she was. And I burnt my fingers. That's called a reproof of life. You put your fingers in the fire. It burns. It hurts. You should pull your hand out and say, huh, that hurts really bad. I don't think I'll do that ever again. I have now been reproved by fire. Now, some of you laugh, but some of you are spiritual knuckleheads. There are things that virtually tore you to shreds in life. And you should have known better than to have done it again. You stepped out and did the same stupid thing again. But listen, the reproofs of life, look right this way. Listen right this way. Matt, the Bible says that reproof giveth wisdom. Emma, I'll tell you something. There's going to be times when Dad will reprove you. He will correct you. He will discipline you. Here's what I would do. If Dad goes to correct you, let that make you wise. If Dad tries to teach you something, let that make you wise. I have to tell you something. If Dad, who loves you and protects you, tries to teach you something and you don't listen, and Dad tries again and you don't listen, and Dad tries again and you don't listen, sometimes the Lord says, Matt, I'm going to get her attention. Anybody out here ever had God get your attention? If God says it and you don't listen, and God says it and you don't listen, and God says it and you don't listen, God will take you to the woodshed. You say, well, what kind of God is that? One that loves you because he's trying to get the foolishness out of your life so that you can have the freedom and the protection that's available. God reproves that you might gain wisdom in life. And so, Matt, listen, you learn from the reproofs of life. You learn. And then, Emma, you learn from the reproofs of life. Matt, there will yet be corrections that will come your way. I don't think Mom and Dad correct you anymore. But you might have a boss someday that says, Matt, you better be careful of this or careful of that. Hey, the preacher, the preaching of the Word of God will reprove or correct you. Let it correct you. It's a good thing, because reproof brings wisdom. That's why the Bible says a child left to themselves will bring their mother to shame. When you don't reprove your child, they will shame you. You're to correct your child. Folks, there is still a difference between right and wrong, and parents are still to insist on right. And so, the reproofs of life, though, will bring wisdom. Matt, since I think both of you want to learn and you'll let reproof correct you, let's take the cuffs off. Now, remember, bound by foolishness. But what's the opposite of foolishness? Wisdom. Well, I want to find out where to get that thing called wisdom. If I can figure out where to get that, I can have the freedom that I need. And this last point,
Matt, I need to ask you something. It's really important. Matt, if you died today, are you sure you go to heaven? You're born again? Oh, that's freedom. That's the wisest decision you've ever made. Emma, if you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Matt, take the cuffs off. Smartest thing, if you are a parent and if you're not born again, let me tell you, the wisest thing you will ever do, it's get born again. And let me tell you, if you are a parent and you care about your child, you ought to want them born again. I'm glad that parents care about whether their children have milk to drink and bread to eat and shoes on their feet. But I'll tell you something. You ought to be concerned about their eternal well-being. Keep them in a church where salvation is taught and taught purely and truly. Make sure that you keep salvation where, hey, there's nothing in the world wrong. Hey, you know, it's very good for our kids around here. Do you know that 13 people walked the aisle in this church this morning and got born again? It was good for your kids to watch that happen. It was good for them to watch the 7 or 8 that got saved last week here at this church, or the 7 or 8 the week before. It's a real good thing your kids watch people, person after person after person after person after person after person, get born again. Because the wisest thing a human being could do is get born again, because ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We don't want her bound. You know what? Isn't that a sweet picture? There's dad and daughter hand in hand. She's not cuffed by that foolishness. She's free. How did she get free? She got free through wisdom. Through wisdom. Now, this applies to more than just child rearing. You need wisdom for life. There are some of you, you've got a mess of your marriage. You read all the self-help books. You say, what do I need to do? You need to get wisdom. You say, how? I told you how. I told you tonight how. There are some of you, you need wisdom. Maybe you need wisdom financially. You need wisdom in your business. You say, where am I going to get that wisdom? You might want to try God's way. We are bound by some of our own foolish weaknesses. We are bound by foolishness in our emotions, our characterlessness. But if you'll get wisdom, it will release you, and it'll give you a freedom, security, safety, and happiness. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Emma. And y'all can have a seat. Parents, if you've listened tonight, I have very simply showed you, when the Bible says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, I've helped you to fix the problem of a child being bound by foolishness. Now let's help them develop in these areas. It's not just the child. Mom and dad, you need wisdom for rearing the child. We want our children to have wisdom in life. Those things will help you. Something you can start on immediately.